I know you've heard it all before. You should read your Bible more. We get that. But for many people, it's a chore. When you hear the word Bible, come on, in your heart of hearts, how do you respond? I know I used to cringe at the idea that anybody could be so narrow, so religiously geeky, if that makes sense, as to actually read the Bible. But after I'd been a Christian for a while, you know what? It became a chore. It's like when I was a kid learning the piano and my parents insisted on me practicing at least half an hour every day. Really? A whole half an hour? And that's how so many Christians approach the idea of reading their Bibles. They've been told so many times, read your Bible, that every time they hear it, it conjures up a sense of duty, a sense of responsibility and labor. And let's be honest here, guilt in their minds. How about you? How do you feel about the Bible that's gathering dust somewhere in your house? Oh, and by the way, if you happen to be someone who does open their Bibles most days, and the research confirms this, you're one of the very few people in God's kingdom who does. So for many people, either the Bible has a bad rap as some dreary, boring, fundamentalist thing that narrows your mind and fills your life with a list of do's and don'ts, or it's a source of guilt. That's the majority view. Sensational. But what if I told you it's not meant to be either of those? Have a go at this. Psalm 119, verses 1 to 3. Happy are those whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. Happy are those who keep his decrees, who seek him with all their heart, who also do no wrong, but walk in his ways. Happy, eh? The original Hebrew word there means either to be happy or to be blessed. Who doesn't want to be happy? Who doesn't want to be blessed? So who is it who is happy and blessed? Well, those whose way is blameless, those who walk in the law of the Lord, those who keep his decrees, those who seek him with all their hearts, those who do no wrong but walk in God's ways, God's law, his decrees, his ways. And that's what the Bible is all about. I know what you're thinking. Who needs a whole bunch more rules in their lives? I get that. But the happiness and the blessedness actually come to those who are blameless, those who do right, those who have a clear conscience, God's law, God's decrees, God's ways. That's how you get to that place. That's God's word, fresh for you today.